USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Amid a rise in gun violence across the country, President Biden announced a series of measures aimed at curtailing the flow of firearms to criminals. The ATF will crack down on gun dealers who break federal laws, and COVID relief funds will be made available to municipalities to help them hire more police officers. But critics say the president's focus on guns won't address the crime issue. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio tells Fox News that any policy should focus on the criminal first.
Well, guns are the instrumentality that's being used, but the real target should be the criminals. It's the criminals who are stealing guns, and then they're selling them in the street to one another, and then they're committing these acts of violence. I mean, what we have seen all over the country just in the last few months really are things out of a Hollywood movie, except it's real and it's tragic. I mean, shootouts on highways, and I think it is the inevitable consequence of when you take crazy, nonsensical ideas and then get elected on them and then try to implement them into policy.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
The White House announced Wednesday that Vice President Kamala Harris will make her first visit to the southern border amid criticism that she hadn't yet visited after being tapped by President Biden to head the administration's response to the border crisis. Tim Berg has more.
The White House announces Vice President Kamala Harris is heading to El Paso, Texas, along the U.S.-Mexico border this Friday, along with the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. But Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz points out on Fox News that the Vice President isn't going where most of the border crossings occur.
She's going where the height of the problem isn't. Let me tell you what Kamala needs to do. Kamala, you need to go to the Rio Grande Valley. Kamala, you need to go to McAllen. Kamala, you need to go to the Donna Tent facility, which is the tent city your administration has built that is massively over capacity, that has kids in cages.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed three bills aimed at improving civics literacy in the state's public schools. Lance Pry reports.
Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed three bills Tuesday. Civics education will be expanded in Florida, including instruction about communist and totalitarian governments, and state universities will be prevented from blocking freedom of speech.
And today we're going to sign three bills that address key pillars of our civic literacy efforts. It's crucial to ensure that we teach our students how to be responsible citizens. They need to have a good working knowledge of American history, American government, and the principles that underlie our Constitution and Bill of Rights.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the Delta variant of the coronavirus now accounts for more than half of all COVID cases in 10 states. Chief White House Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CBS News why we should be concerned about that spread.
Well, it spreads much more efficiently than the virus that we've been used to over the last several months to a year. And also, data from the UK indicate that it also is more dangerous in that it makes you more seriously ill. So the combination of a virus that spreads more rapidly and has the potential to make you more seriously ill is a threat we have to worry about. That's the concern in unvaccinated people. The good news is that the vaccine protects against it. That's really another very powerful reason why we want people to get vaccinated, because this is a threat.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.